So maybe you've been cloistered at home for the last 8 months, all day, working, attending class, everything at home. If you've got a lovable four-legged creature by your side, that may provide some comfort, or not. Pets are having to get used to our new routines and the disruption of theirs. Case in point, when the owner of the tuxedo cat, Frankie, brought two new pandemic kittens to their home in Rhode Island, Frankie's response was unambiguous. In Massachusetts, a lab hound mix named Ebony has figured out a way to get the attention of her humans, who seem to be around all the time now. Dr. Stephanie Bournes-Weil has heard it all. She's a veterinary behaviorist at Tufts University's Cummings School of Veterinary Medicine in Grafton, Massachusetts. Dr. Bournes-Weil says she's been swamped with pet peeves in these pandemic times.
The new problem that I'm seeing more than anything else is barking. Even people whose pets have a whole bunch of other problems, the main concern now is barking because it's getting in the way of people being able to do their work.
That's right, if you have a barking dog in the background. But why are they barking more?
Partly they're not barking more. People are just with their barking dogs more. So dogs, you know, one common reason why dogs bark is territorial. They hear people come to the door. There's delivery trucks, things like that. There are a whole lot more delivery trucks.
So when dogs bark a lot and seek attention more, what can you do? Do you isolate them or do you do just the opposite?
First of all, you want to find out, is it a learned behavior? Are they doing it because when they bark at you, you stop and you pet them, or you give them a treat to get them to be quiet? Or is it because they're actually needy and lonely or need something? Or is it territorial barking? If they're barking a lot out the window, it can help to just close the door to the front room so they're not looking out the window. You also want to give them something to do. So a food puzzle toy, something nice to chew. You want to make sure they've had plenty of exercise, especially if they're missing out on their usual time at a dog park or at a daycare. Then you want to ignore the unwanted behavior. But ignoring can be really hard because if you're in the middle of a meeting, you can't just say, I have to let my dog bark until he stops. So that's why you really want to make sure that you get your dog set up with something really enjoyable to do while you're on your meeting.
I like the idea of having something to do and something to chew on because it sounds very much like what we humans need as well. In terms of cats, what are you seeing there?
So with cats, too, it's very similar. You can strike a compromise with your cat. If your cat wants to be close to you, you can put a nice comfy place right next to the computer and then reinforce them with some treats for laying down in the place where you want them to lay and not in the place where you don't want them to lay, which is right on your keyboard with their rear end up against the screen camera. But again, you also have to exercise your cat. Some cats enjoy puzzle toys. So for young cats, you can set them up with a puzzle toy or throw out some bird seed in front of their window seat and they can watch all the birds come. What I think of as cat theater. I think a critical piece is making sure that you're consistent with the pets, because if you're going to pet the dog sometimes when they interrupt in a meeting and bark and not other times, they're getting a mixed message. And same with the cat. Predictability is everything for them. And when we change all the rules, like with COVID, it can make them very uneasy and very confused.
You're talking mostly, I think, about animals that have been part of families for quite some time. What about pandemic pets, people who have recently acquired a cat or a dog or a bird or whatever? Are you seeing kind of rescuers regret or buyers regret?
This is one of the problems that isn't quite a problem yet that's going to be a problem when people go back into the world. Dogs and cats that have never spent more than 5 minutes alone, what's going to happen when their people suddenly go back to work full time?
And what can you do to prepare them for that?
I think one of the things you can do, which it's kind of ironic, since the beginning of the pandemic, I've been telling people, be sure to go out for a walk without your dog. Be sure to take time away from your cat. I don't have the data for cats, but a dog that spends no time alone is at high risk for developing separation anxiety later. They need to develop that independence and stand on their own 4 feet. I would anticipate what I'm going to see next is a spike of problems when dogs that were insufficiently socialized during the pandemic are going out in the world and reaching social maturity. On the other hand, I anticipate seeing some really good stuff too. There's nothing like spending a lot of time with an animal to really get an understanding of what their life is like on a daily basis, what the rhythm of their days are like. Another good thing is I think we're going to come out of this with all of us having a much deeper understanding of the importance of social connection and mental stimulation for our pets.
And if our pets are spending enrichment time, then we're more enriched by having them.
Absolutely. I don't think I could have gotten through the pandemic without my dogs.
Well, really nice to speak with you. Thank you for all your help. Stephanie Bornsweil, veterinary behaviorist and clinical assistant professor at Cummings School of Veterinary Medicine at Tufts University. Thank you so much, Dr. Bornsweil.
Thank you.